Good morning, beloveds. Thank you, Lord, for a new week of adventure in you. As we look to you, we hear from you, and we walk with you. Thank you for this beauty of this new and this better covenant. And thank you for this word this morning, Lord, that enlightens our hearts. It's really a word in season. Let it bless each and every one in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a beautiful psalm, Psalm 91, and it's a, the words of the Lord is my shepherd. It's taken root in so many people's lives. It's but these things can sometimes just be nice words, but it's got to be a lifestyle. It's got to be, you got to have understanding that when the Lord is your shepherd, man, everything comes together. You put him first, and he let him be your shepherd, make him your Lord, your Savior, and your shepherd. Hallelujah, you're on the highway of holiness. Everything comes right. Now, it's the same here with Psalm 91. There's many that just quotes it and just, it sounds nice, but it's beauty. This is life and life in abundance that's made available to us. It's so wonderful. Peter, the disciple Peter, the apostle Peter, he writes in 1 Peter from verse 10, and he's speaking about this beautiful salvation that has come, that was prophesied by the prophets of old, and by David, by Moses, we read yesterday, Isaiah, all these guys prophesied, and they prophesied about what we have got, about this new and this better covenant that has come. So from when has it come? From the sufferings of Christ, after the sufferings of Christ. It says consequent to the sufferings of Christ, this beauty came into place. And they saw that they were writing and they were declaring these things where it was not for them, but for us. You need to see that, guys. There is no promises out there that is just that are not available. These promises are all available now in Christ Jesus. Of course, just as the prophets were led by the Holy Spirit, as we are led by the Spirit. We can claim and frame sometimes, but if it's not in relationship and it's not in the leading of the Spirit, it's not going to work here. Work for you. You need a relationship. You need to be committed to the Lord, and then you need to be obedient to His plan, His purpose, His the king, the kingdom come, God's will be done, and then it's just glory to glory. You're not tested beyond what you can handle, and God shows you the way of escape. So let's listen to this first two verses in this beautiful psalm.
He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust.
Hallelujah. Isn't that beautiful? He abides in the shelter. And what is the shelter that has come about? The sufferings of Christ and the consequent glory. But even before the sufferings of Christ, the goodness of the Lord was made available for all to see. The word that was hidden in God's heart from the beginning, before He created the earth, God had a plan in mind, a life in mind, and that life came to pass in Jesus Christ. He showed us the life of a son in tune with the Father, walking with the Father, looking to the Father in bad times, and but God always coming, the Father always coming through. That's a picture. The testimony of Christ is the spirit of prophecy. So He showed us that picture of the quality of life God has got for each and every one of us. Then He died. And from that, after that death, now the Spirit was poured out so we can be born of the Spirit and we can come into the shelter, into the protection. There's no name under heaven and in earth by which we can be saved but through Jesus Christ. Amen. It's so wonderful. There's a prophecy that is spoken about in John 14. And Jesus, it's Jesus speaking about it, but he still needs to die so it can come to pass. Where he speaks about he will give the Holy Spirit and he won't leave us as orphans. He will come to us and reveal the Father to us. And then this is not for everyone. This is for those that love his word. And then he says, in that day, you will know I'm in the Father and you are in me. And then in Colossians chapter 3, it says, your life is now hid with Christ in God. So yeah, this is the prophetic word about that. He abides in the shelter, in Jesus. You're in the shadow of the Almighty. Your life is hid with Christ in God. Isn't that beautiful? And so now whenever truth is revealed, whenever Christ is revealed as the author and the perfecter of our faith, we also partake of the goodness. So can you see that? Isn't that beautiful? We were once lost. We were once far away. We were once short of the glory. But through the work of Jesus, through these great and precious promises, we see we've been brought near. We are now family, part of the family of the Most High God. And then it says so beautiful. And now that we are we've come home back to the family with the Son in the Father. It says it's both a shelter and a protection. So you've got you've been sheltered by the love of God, sheltered by the goodness of God. No weapon formed against you will prosper. He'll never leave you or forsake you. He starts a good work and he completes it. You just stay abiding in his leading, in his presence, in obedience. And then he says, it's so beautiful, you are also protected. And then as we go on to the psalm, through the psalm here, you see you're protected in every way. But we'll think of those things as we're going on. So hallelujah, be blessed, guys. This is the picture of the beauty, of the goodness, of the love of God, of the new covenant, of the Spirit-led sons that creation is waiting to see. This is what we've got to take hold of. We abide in the shelter and therefore in the shadow of the goodness of God. Amen. Be blessed this week. Be blessed today as you arise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.